tell you what's happening in rugby league. A Parramatta resurgence. Three wins in a row for the Eels. 28-16, 5-3 last night. And they stormed home, really, to tell you the truth. It was about 16-12. The Tigers in front with 20 minutes to go, but Parramatta finished very, very strongly. And this man, his first try in about 30 years, I think it was. Tim Manor joins us. G'day, Tim.
Hey, mate. How are you?
You'll keep your clothes on this year.
Yeah. It's starting to become a habit now at the end of the year to get my clothes off, but it's nice not to have to do one this year.
I think your teammates were more happy than you.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely great for the viewing audience. They'll be happy about not having to see me. Yeah.
That's a good feeling, mate. You finished them off, the Tigers, because yeah, they were playing some pretty good footy in patches as well.
Yeah, I thought we let ourselves down a bit in the first half, especially the back end of the first half. We started the game really well, but then we started trying to look for easy ways out. And I think after about 20 minutes, we started to try to play a bit flasher without really earning the right. Mm. And it definitely made us pay. And they scored 3 tries in the back end of the first half. So. Yeah, it wasn't our best performance last night, but it was really good to come away with the result.
Yeah, and I was just saying when we lost you there, mate, that the feeling of winning, that sort of, it's a lot better than the other.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's, I think any sportsman will tell you that things are different after a win. You wake up, the sun shines a bit brighter, your legs are a bit better, food tastes a bit better. So it's always a bit nicer to wake up after a win.
Yeah, very much so. And mate, it's been a pretty good week, I guess, when you think you've done that. You've had 3 wins in a row, and Kieran Foran's committed to the club, so it's all sunshine there.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the talk that comes about the club, it's a lot. People going from the outside, but when you're on the inside of what's going on, it's actually a really good environment. So it's easy for us to kind of laugh off some of the stuff that gets tossed up, but. Yeah, the unfortunate thing is people read the media, people hear what's going on, and they start believing in everything they see. But, we've got a really good culture here at the moment amongst the playing group, and, we're controlling what we can control on the field, and, we've been building pretty nicely the last few weeks.
Mm. How hard is it, though, Tim, to try and keep convincing people that that's the case?
Yeah, I was giving up on trying to convince people, mate. The one person I guess we really want to convince is Kieran, because... Yeah. He's obviously going to be really good for
he's
our club.
Big
but
for you, yeah.
I've got no doubt. Once he joins the club, he'll see what it's like from the inside as well, and he'll understand that as well. So, I really have given up about trying to convince people what it is like. As long as all the boys inside know where we stand, that's all that matters.
We saw that cheeky grin from your halfback Crescendo in action again last night. Is it a fait accompli he's going, or what are your thoughts there?
Is it a what?
Is he going? Is he going out of the club?
I don't know exactly where he's at. I think it's something for him and his manager and the club to figure out. But while he's playing good footy, and he's just one of those guys you love having around. He's he's always he's cheeky, and he's always good value for the boys, and always making us laugh.
And mate, Semi Radradra, he's fifth double. He's now scored 11 tries in 5 games. 16 tries. He let one in, so he actually sort of owed you one as well. But he's been fantastic.
Yeah, and we talked a bit about it in the press conference last night. It's that's a huge effort and a great feat. But for me, the thing that really pleases me about Semi is his stuff he's been doing outside the tries. It's his carries out of our red zone, the tough carries. It's his defence. It's his talk. It's his energy. He's taken pretty much every aspect of his game to another level this year, and it's not a coincidence. He's the kind of guy that's been working a lot on his game. In the summer, he was coming in for extra sessions, extra speed sessions, and it's really starting to pay off for him. I'm really proud of him, and I've got no doubt he's still got a lot of great footy in front of him. And the important thing is that none of us put our feet up and think, okay, we've done all right for a few weeks. So it's really important that we just keep building from it and just continue his momentum.
Yeah, good stuff, Tim. Thanks for your time, mate, and well done last night.
No,
keep up the good
so much,
work.
Guys. Cheers.